This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two of USA Prepares. And I'm delighted to be broadcasting with a dear friend, John Stadtmiller. Hey, John.
Good morning, Mr. Fennelli. How are you?
Hey, it's great to hear your voice. You know, I wanted to share with our class exactly how we met. Now, how we met, you only were, actually, you weren't even there for that. But many years ago, when I lived in Virginia, I would turn on the shortwave rig. I had a ham rig. And it's a Kenwood TS-440S. And it's right next to me in the studio right now. And I would power up this ham rig. And I even went through the lengths of finding the formula to determine the length of the antenna that I should make and the position and the direction and the height and the angle to get a maximum reception to pick up a shortwave program that John Stadtmiller broadcasted via. And so I would listen to John Stadtmiller in the afternoons, Monday through Friday, listen intently in the farmhouse in Virginia. And that's how I first met John Stadtmiller. Now, he had no idea that Vin Fennelli was at the other end of his broadcast listening in. And then let's fast forward a little bit. Years later, I moved to Missouri, and I decided to have an expo. And I decided that I should call John Stadtmiller and see if I could purchase some advertising on his network, republicbroadcasting.org. And so I called up his network, and the secretary answered the phone. And she said, I introduced myself. I said, I'm Vin Fennelli, and I'd like to chat with John Stadtmiller. And she said, he's in a meeting, comma, but I'll put you right through. And, you know, I was not known as anybody. I was just, you know, some guy listening to the radio. And I was put right through, and there was John Stadtmiller in the conference room or in his office. And I put me on the speakerphone. He was in the meeting, and he interrupted his meeting to take my call. And I mentioned to John that what I was doing about the expo, and he thought, well, that's kind of neat because there haven't been many expos in a long time. And he thought that was a great idea. And I said, I'd like to buy some advertising. And here's what he said. He said, I'll tell you what. Call GCN, Genesis Communications Network, and buy their advertising package. And spend your money there. And then when they agree to do your advertising, call me back and I will give you a month's worth of free advertising. That was my first call to John Stadtmiller. I don't know if you remember that, John, but
I was that magnanimous then.
Absolutely.
Jeez, what's happened to me?
Well, okay. So that was the beginnings of our friendship, and I don't know if you knew that that story, and well, not the whole story, because you know, how would you know that I would, you know, listen intently, you know, day after day after day after day for years on the ham rig to your broadcast. As a matter of fact, I even bought this particular ham rig. I sought out the, you know, the best value in a used ham rig that would be a transmitter as well as a shortwave type receiver so that I could listen to your broadcast. And I still have it to this day. And when you broadcasted from from the studio right here at the farm. And if you looked to a little bit to the right, you'd see the phone. If you looked a little bit more, a few more degrees to the right, you'd see this ham rig right next to, within finger reach of the microphone. So yeah, that's the story about how we met. And I thought it'd be interesting to share that with our broadcast classroom. And we have been friends ever since. We've been to each other's residences, and we've done things together and traveled, in the vehicles together, and it's been great. And there's something.
But you also hung me with the moniker, the Godfather of Alternative Media.
Well, you are the Godfather of Alternative Media.
But I would have preferred Grandfather.
Well, I have a great respect for my Godfather, Mike. Michael Finelli was my godfather, and I had the utmost respect for him, and that's where that came from. My respect has transferred from him to you, and I have a great deal of respect for you and the things that you do. So that's where that came from. It was a sign of affection and love and so forth. But yeah, that's it. And I wanted to share another story with you, John. I know I'm rambling, but we had a relative, a cousin of mine. His name was Emilio. And I only met Emilio once. He was a priest in Italy. And one day, my grandmother, when she was alive, I was at her house with my mom, and she was kind of pacing. And she was saying, something's happened to Emilio. And my grandmother was in the United States. She hadn't heard from Emilio in months. And it wasn't unusual that she wouldn't hear from him in months. It's just, she was pacing. She said, something's happened. I'm worried about Emilio. Something very serious is bad. Not good. Something's happened to Emilio. Emilio had died. Just died. My grandmother knew that. And I can't explain exactly how she knew, but there was this feeling. Now, if you transfer that feeling, I have that same feeling about some of our very close instructors, of which you are one, and very, very few. And every once in a while, you will get a call from me, and I'll say, how you doing? Everything okay? And it's not that I think you've died. It's just that something inside tells me to call you and just make sure that I haven't talked to you in a week or two or three, that everything's okay, and do I need to do anything?
Well, it's funny you should mention that, because that's the exact same complaint I had against you. You mentioned you were rambling. I'm just glad that you're still upright and talking. I have very few friends. You know, we all have friends, and then we have acquaintances, and then we have people we wave at, and then people we ignore. You know, you're the first. You know, I consider you to be a friend, and it's unsettling when I cannot find out your exact state of being. And I understand you are on the mend. I got over, I don't know if it was the same crud that you had, but you and I had similar respiratory problems going on. The only difference was I wasn't coughing up blood. And, it makes you appreciate friends and family and relationships even more. And the thing about friends, you know, you have family members and you have relatives, and eventually they die off. If you're lucky enough to shuffle around in the mortal coil long enough, you're going to see everybody go. But the one thing about friends is that your friends will pass. That's why it's important to make new friends. But I don't have the room in the schedule for new friends, so I think you better stick around for a while.
Well, I feel exactly the same way about you, and I know that I've called you, and normally I just say, "Hey, John, this is Vincent, just checking pulses," and. I don't want to take a lot of time because, so many of us are busy. I just want to make sure that you're okay. And, John, I had not broached the subject on the air, but, yes, I was really, really down. not mentally. I mean, I was physically down. And, yes, I had been coughing up blood for months. And this is the first time I'm admitting it on the air and acknowledging it.
Oh, really? I was not aware of that. Well, if you can hang me with the tag of Godfather, I can spill your secrets.
Well, I was, hoping to keep it quiet, but since it's out now.
Well,
yes,
Vince, hey, look, there are people out there in this movement, and there are people out there in this movement. And you've been vocal, which is really not in your nature. You're an individual that if a wrong is committed, you seek to make it right. But you're not an overt person, or you're not an angry activist, let's say, fully energized and crossed between the Tasmanian devil and, I don't know, the Roadrunner. But people don't understand that that's not your nature to be confrontational. And you've always had a gentle spirit, or at least that's the side you've always showed to me, and I think I've known you these many years and know that to be true. So if you remember one of the expos you had a couple of years ago, I was up there and I was really concerned. I was concerned because the libtards, and they really are communists or socialists, they don't know that they're carrying the Marx water around. How would we know that? Because they don't teach anything in school anymore. They don't hail the attributes of the Great Republic here and the Constitution for which it stands. And there's been this creeping paralysis of democracy, and as long as you convince 51% of the people that whatever bill I'm proposing is a good idea, usually voting out of the largesse of the government, giving away stuff that people aren't really entitled to, or the government, to be there to distribute it. And, I had this feeling, Vince, that the people were being intimidated by, I lovingly refer to them as asshats. The people that just don't know. The people that think that things are unequitable or it's not fair. Well, if you take a look at how this country was structured, you're treated the same under the law no matter what color, or anyhow, that's the theory. I'm not an big advocate for Black Lives Matter, but there was a few points made there that could apply across the board to everyone. And, I saw what was happening. People were yielding to the pressure to be more politically correct. And it drove me up a wall, and I remember talking to the people up there about it. And I'll tell you what, Vince, these people, you people out there, are needed more now than ever. We outnumber them 10,000 to 1, but how are they going to know it if you don't speak up and push back?
There you go. We'll be right back. John Stadtmiller, Republic Broadcasting. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Listen to what Dave Ryan says about Andro 400.
Andro 400, I really love it. It's amazing to me that I feel so good. I've lost 50 pounds. I was a size 38 waist. I've gone down to a 32 waist. My mood has changed. I don't get stressed out. It gave me so much more energy. Energy to walk. Energy to play sports. Everything is starting to work again, just like I'm 25. My wife is happy. I'm so happy. I'm just a completely different man. I'm taking this stuff to the grave with me.
Men, have you lost energy and gained belly fat? Are you feeling stressed out? Fight back with Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to increase your testosterone. For over a decade, Andro 400 has helped men lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel 20 years younger. Go to Andro400.com, Andro400.com, or call 888-400-0435, 888-400-0435.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
John Statman was with us. John, so what I believe you're saying is if you see something, say something. If you see something that's wrong, get involved. Just don't be passive and take pictures and kind of watch from the sidelines. Get involved and make a difference. Is that what you're saying?
More now than any time in this country's history. I am just simply amazed that we've gone this far culturally and as a society that we can't seem to keep our government in check, and we can't seem to unify and agree on one thing, and that's freedom and liberty is an important part of being an American. And, you know, as I look at it today, you know, living in the police state is not a good thing. And more recently on my program on Republic, I've been asking the question, you know, were we ever, like, say, a 10 being perfect, a perfect country? No, we might have gotten a 9 or 9.5, but where are we at right now? 2.0, 1.5? And if things do improve a little bit, and you get a few freedoms and liberties back, are you okay with 5.0, half of what we used to have? The point is, Ben, that freedom and liberty, that's non-negotiable. That's the very essence of who and what we are. People like to hang monikers like, well, we're capitalist or we're this or that. No, we're Americans, and we had a system of government that, by and large, worked until it was worked on by people in our own government, you know, our representatives that we elect to an office best suited to represent our interests, so on and so forth. But those interests, if they don't fall under the category of the Constitution, what's allowed and what's not, and most people, they don't understand the Constitution was a check and balance on government. Now, that's why we have a federal constitution, and every state has their own state constitution, checks and balances. Well, they're way out of kilter right now. And as I see millions of Americans just sitting around with their thumbs inserted somewhere, in their ears or somewhere, we're in bad shape. And there doesn't seem to be enough enthusiasm, if I can use that word, or enough unity to pull together and set things to right. I think what we all witnessed with the Trump election is that, you know, it wasn't Trump that created the crowds. It was the crowds that created Trump. You know, there were salient issues that he was talking about that people agreed upon. You know, border wall. Let's get Hillary. Well, looks like that may happen. There's been an FBI grand jury impaneled, and it looks like some indictments are going to come down. So that's a good thing. Check and balances. No criminals in government. Nobody that flaunts their power in our face and says, you can't touch me. Then, you know, we're in bad shape here. The police state is being continued on this war on terrorism. As you've heard many times, well, this is going to be a multi-generational. You know, the war on terror is going to be going on for a number of years. Well, one thing that that war on terror does is erodes our country, our freedoms, our basic concepts of what this republic is. And a lot of people are accepting this as legitimate. You know, the war on terror, of course we got to be safe. Well, who the hell has threatened us? Was there any country that was in the Middle East that was capable of a missile launch or picking up conventional arms and invading this country and harming us? North Korea. They can't seem to get a rocket up off the ground, but even if they did produce a nuclear weapon or two, that would only be for defensive purposes. They couldn't use that offensively against anybody because we would turn their country into a burned-out cinder. Most of the people would be running around medium rare and then die later of radiation. There's a reason why there have not been nuclear exchanges. The downside is far greater than what the upside is, if there is an upside to it. So, you know, I'm concerned at the very core of who and what we are as a country. You know, it's just, it's there. And some people claim that it was an aberration, it was just the alignment of the stars that this country was created in the first place. Well, I'm a little biased in, but I happen to think that we had one of the best forms of government, as Mr. Benjamin Franklin said, if you can keep it. Has ever been created by man for the governance of his fellow human being and cooperation and all that stuff. So I'm deeply concerned, aside from all the other problems that we have, I'm deeply concerned about the psyche, who and what the American people are and what they really believe. And more importantly,
More importantly,
are they going to read?
Business owners and independent contractors, this is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears, because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
John Statman was with us. John, I want to share a story with you. Yesterday, we had the family in Mrs. Fennelly's 17-year-old vehicle. It's a ML320 Mercedes. Couple hundred thousand miles on it, and it's got all the dust you would expect a farm vehicle to have on it. It's white with lots of brown dust from the dirt road that we travel on every day. And the reason I had that particular vehicle was our road was washed out, and we had an appointment in Springfield. So to get to this appointment, we needed an all-wheel drive vehicle with high ground clearance. So we climbed through the ruts in the road, the washed out part of our road, got to Springfield, and I was tanking up at Sam's Club. And Sam's Club has about 20 gas pumps in this particular Sam's Club in Springfield. And as I was pumping gas, I looked to my right, and I saw this brand new vehicle. And it was kind of a grayish, blackish vehicle, and it was really large. It was an SUV, a Ford SUV. And so I stepped away from the gas pump, and there it was, like in the middle. I'm the only guy not holding on to the gas pump, and I'm looking at this SUV, and there are a couple guys with this SUV, and they're tanking up as well. And I'm looking at it, and I'm trying to read the side of it. And it says, it's hard to read. It's hard to read because it was like black on black. It said Caruthersville Police Department, and it was the chief of police. It was his vehicle. Well, it was the city's vehicle. And I'm looking at it, and I'm kind of scratching my head, just like Columbo, you would expect. He'd be out there in the middle. And so the chief came up to me, and he said, boy, it's really hard to read, isn't it? And I said, yeah, really, it really is hard to read what it says there on the side of that vehicle. And he said, that is the Ghost Edition. That's the Ghost Edition. And so, wow, you know, I would have thought that you guys would really like to stand out and have your vehicles easily identified. And he said, no, this is the Ghost Edition. And so I engaged with the other policeman or law enforcement person behind him. And these two guys were traveling together. And so Caruthersville, so I looked it up, and Caruthersville has a population of 6,168. Just a little over 6,000 people. It's way bigger than the little hamlet that I live in of 100 people, but it's still pretty small. So I looked up, so what does a Ford Expedition cost? Well, you can get like a base one for $47,000. You can get a limited one for $56,000, or you can get like the King Ranch for a little over $60,000. Yeah, 60.6. Now, that's without all the, you know, the radios and the accessories. I have a feeling that a Ford Expedition, a new one, kind of like what we looked at, you know, with the Ghost graphics on the side and all the accessories, probably close to $100,000. Now, the town, or the city, the corporation, is pretty small. So where does the money come from? How does a town of, and it's just one vehicle. It's just one, and it's probably their very nicest one because the chief's driving. So I asked the chief for his business card, and he gave it to me. His name is Tony L. Jones. It's got his phone number, his fax number, cell number, you know, the office location of the police department. And I said, I'm a broadcaster. I'd love to have you come on the air with me. Would you consider talking about law enforcement versus protecting and serving? What's happening in policing today? Would you consider coming on the air with me? And he said, yeah, he would. So I'm going to invite him to come on the air, and I'd like to know where the money comes from. Because I'm driving Mrs. Finelli's rust, it's got rust spots on it, 17-year-old vehicle. I have no intention of buying a new vehicle. But evidently, there is enough money in circulation to buy the police department's new vehicles, law enforcement new vehicles, a vehicle that I wouldn't even consider buying. I mean, $100,000? Let's say I got it at half price at $50,000. Let's say I could get it for $25,000. I'm still not interested in buying one.
Well,
where does this money come from?
Well,
and you talked about the police state.
It could be worse, then. They only have a population of 6,000 plus. They could have had one of those MRAPs that the government was giving away. Or maybe this is part of the perks package to make the chief of police feel better, or, you know, beholding of his station in life in that small community. You know, what you were looking at there, and that ghost car, we used to call them ghost cars. And down here in Texas, a couple of months ago, I was talking to a local cop. And, you know, I was saying to him, I said, you know, that's an unmarked vehicle. I said, aren't they supposed to be marked, even with the ghost type letters or whatever, typical ghost car setup? And he said, well, yeah. He said, if it's got a tax exempt tag on it, This is just registered regularly through the state. So that's one little proviso that they use as a get-around to drive cars around that are not marked by the police. And it was always my impression that police presence, you know, they're there. The cops even learned to park unmanned cop cars and, you know, visible along the highways. People automatically slow down. Why? Because it's a presence. You see them, you react to it. Oh, yeah, law enforcement, I'll check my speed here. You know, Vinny, look, we're spending money we don't have. We've got big credit cards, and we keep adding to that amount. It's almost as if, and I believe this, in Washington, they don't care about debt anymore. You know, we're in trouble right now. We're supposed to be, we had an emergency spending bill to keep the government operating for another week. Well, I'm thinking, would it be such a bad thing if the damn thing shut down? But, you know, the debt ceiling they keep talking about, they'll kick it up to accommodate their spending. But where's the correlating cuts? How many billions of dollars an hour are we spending? But this is not really spending, it's borrowing. And we're not getting any breaks here. We got the middlemen, we got the bankers, we got the interest on this money. And Guido makes sure that that interest keeps running. $150 trillion in debt and climbing? It's almost surreal. But there's one thing that we got to keep doing, and that's keep the people safe. Well, did you feel safer when you saw that oversized cop-carrying bucket? You know, that cost $75,000 or $100,000 or whatever it is. You know, couldn't he have been driving around in another type of vehicle that cost the taxpayers less? Yeah,
you remember. Remember when the police, if you looked at Andy Griffith, his 1960s police car, and obviously this was Hollywood, but his police car was just a plain old Ford with little tiny hubcaps. Okay?
There you go.
And that's what the police used to drive in. There would be bench seats. They didn't have the plush seats. It was a bench seat in the front, a bench seat in the back. It was a standard full-size car. And sometimes they had, like, the small V8. Sometimes they had a medium-sized V8. Sometimes they had the police interceptor, the big 390 V8. But they were plain. They weren't all decked out. Now they are super, super luxury cars, black windows, you can't see inside them. I've got to tell you, I object to these ghost cars. If someone attempts to pull me over in an unmarked car, whether it's got lights, sirens, I'm not apt to pull over because someone is in an unmarked car. I'm not apt to do it because I don't know. Why should I pull over if someone's in an unmarked car, unidentified, posing as law enforcement? You know, if they're law enforcement, they should be identified. I remember being in my classroom in Virginia, and these two government guys showed up in my classroom. And this is after, and they wanted information about me. And I mean, I've got 60 students. They show up. They act like they're these authority figures. And they're asking me questions. The superintendent of schools comes into my classroom and says, Vinny, there are a couple guys here from the government. They have got some questions for you. They're interrupting my day. They're interrupting our students. And they've got questions for me. And they didn't identify themselves as to who they are. They didn't give me their business card. They didn't show me their badge. They just showed up and they had lots of questions. And I said, I'll tell you what. If you need any information about me, go out this door, turn left, go out the parking lot, turn left, make your first right, and that's the and you come to the courthouse. That's where there are records about me. That's where the property records are. And if you have other information, go to the IRS and ask them. Or if you've got other information, go to Richmond, Virginia, and find out what tax filings we have. That's all you're getting. You're not getting anything else. Get out of my classroom. So I threw these thugs out. Then I find out that these two guys had stopped at all of our neighbors' house after I got home from teaching that day. I found out that these two thugs had been to our neighbors asking questions. They went to all the surrounding neighbors to the farms that attached to ours. And they said, Mr., do you know who lives there? What can you tell me about him? What can you tell me about the family? And they didn't say who they were. They just asked questions. And I was outraged. absolutely outraged. So I called my representative in Richmond, Virginia, and I let him have it. And I said, okay, I want to know who these thugs are. Because they're asking questions. They've got my neighbors thinking that I'm some kind of a thug because of the questions they ask about me. They're doing investigation without saying what this is all about. And I object to it. And I said, now, and here's the problem. If I go to Walmart and I'm looking for a sales associate, I can tell who it is. I can tell who they are because they wear these smocks that say Walmart. And at the time they were red. So I could tell who worked at Walmart and who was a customer. But I had no idea who these thugs were. And I object to it. And I object to these people posing as government officials to keep us safe without identifying who they are.
Well, that's
and I'm not going to stand for it.
Yeah, Vinny, that's part and parcel. That's called intimidation. That's called tainting your character. And the IRS was famous for doing this, doing investigations, going to people's employers, going to creditors, just going everywhere and saying, you know, we're running an IRS investigation. Well, that would taint the individual as they're criminals or they've done something wrong and they're being investigated. We better not have anything to do with this guy.
Yeah. That's exactly right. So as Janet Reno said, if you see something, say something. So find out who they are and give them all the credit they deserve. And if that means putting them on the air, giving their names out, go ahead. George in New Hampshire, you'll be up next.
My name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements, including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produce only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
With us in Georgia. It's calling in from New Hampshire. George is a USA Prepares instructor. And just very quickly, John, I want to thank you for carrying this broadcast every day, Monday through Friday, on Republic Broadcasting. George, welcome.
Hi, Vincent. Hello to your guests. I just wanted you to remember there's like an old Roman maxim, who shall guard the gods? And I live in a community where they had a Bearcat, which is a high-tech armored vehicle that they seem to be handing out like candy to various law enforcement agencies. We have one in a community that's roughly about 10,000 people. And we had a big hearing on it, of course, everything. We went through the motions, you know, everybody stood up, and I said some words about why can't you get a surplus vehicle from the military for a lot less money. And they said, too, there's strings attached when they take these vehicles. But long story short, after much hullabaloo and all the hearings and a lot of good points being made, the mayor got on the microphone and said, well, you know, I'm not gonna see the police have turn our backs on them. He okayed it with a flourish, and then as a side, just almost like an afterthought, he says, "Well, we're gonna have a civilian oversight committee," and he named the people. Everyone to a man was either a police officer or a former law enforcement officer. And I piped up. I said, "Mr. Mayor, there's a preponderance of law enforcement people on there," as if to say, "Oh, where is the civilian oversight?" And they said, after a year, it's not necessary to have civilian oversight anymore.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
Isn't it, George, isn't that always the way it goes? Isn't there always a predefined outcome to these meetings? You know, they say that they're not supposed to, these people on these panels and committees and boards and so forth, they're not supposed to have a decision before the vote, and the vote is public. But it's I don't believe it. I don't believe it. I believe that they say, okay, here's how we're going to vote. Everybody in unison, good, because that's what we're going to do tonight. Boys and girls, remember that you've got to, it's got to be unanimous, and we're all together or we'll hang separately. I believe that's what they do. I really do.
Well, and this issue of law enforcement, where it used to be peace officers, now it's presence. Now it's, I don't know what you want to call it, but that very strong commandeering in-your-face presence of law enforcement, supposedly to keep us safe. What kept us safe in this country, that thin blue line could be broken easily with the help and cooperation of the citizenry that they swore to protect, rather than bully, tase, shoot, you know, do knock and talks, 60 to 80,000 of those a year. And that's their form of a no-knock search warrant. As long as you open up the door and a cop sees something that may be illegal, guess what? He's standing in your living room. Just recently, a young man playing video games with his girlfriend at 1:30 in the morning was subject to one of these knock and talks. Supposedly, they were looking for somebody that was evading the cops on a motorcycle. They saw one sitting in an apartment complex. And they just went and knocked on doors. Well, this guy had no weapon on him, but the cops shot him and killed him right in his own living room. This is ridiculous. All these SWAT teams that you see busting in houses, shooting dogs, killing the wrong people by getting the wrong address. It used to be that we had detectives that could follow somebody, get their pattern, see a point where they could step in and make an arrest and do this without any fanfare or death. That's not in their vocabulary anymore. It is literally not. And I don't feel safe. I feel intimidated, and I feel like a stranger in a strange land. George and Ben, this is ridiculous. We've got to put a stop to this. Down here in Texas, we just passed SB4. We're taking some of the sting out of law enforcement's presence. We passed SB4, and this is no more sanctuary areas, no more sanctuary city here in Texas. And I can tell you, living in Central Texas here, about half of the illegals have already left. So if we keep undercutting their reasons for all of this presence and this enforcement, the better off we're going to be, guys.
Totally agree. George?
Yeah. I'll just say, they love the color black, don't they? And so did the SS.
Yeah, exactly.
Very, very good point. George, thank you so much for calling in. John Stadtmiller, thanks so much for being with us and carrying USA Prepares on republicbroadcasting.org. That's above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next?
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.